The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great today, Gil. I'm glad we're talking about kitchens because they really have become the heart of the home.
Yeah, and they've changed a lot from the days when mom, usually in those days, mom was just off by herself in a kitchen divided off from the rest of the house, to the kind of open things that we have these days. So what are the smartest things to invest in when you're doing a kitchen remodel? I mean, after all, you only want to do this once.
Now, that's a great question, especially in the age of Pinterest, which, you know, is always tantalizing us with trends and all kinds of eye candy. Now, of course, you want a beautiful kitchen. You want to love your choices as long as you're in the house, but you also want to ensure marketability and value. So at HouseLogic, we came up with a whole list of features that will really future-proof you from regret and keep you happy.
All right, let's go. What are they?
Well, the first thing you want to do is pick a color that has good marketability for you, and white is the dominant color of choice for kitchens. It's the most marketable color. You'll always find it atop the National Kitchen and Bath Association's annual survey of most popular kitchen colors. And it's a standard color for any manufacturer. You'll find white cabinets, tile, counters, faucets, sinks, appliances, everything you need at pretty much any price point. And it's the perfect backdrop for any decor, whether you fall on the conservative side or the more expressive side of the spectrum.
And these days, hardwood floors have to be on the list.
Yes, they are. In fact, more than half of home buyers who purchased a home without hardwood floors say they would have paid an extra $2,000 for them. And that's according to the latest home feature survey from the National Association of Realtors. It's also the one feature that men and women consistently agree on is hardwood floors. And, you know, it goes with any kitchen style, from casual cottage to sleek contemporary to even your higher-end Park Avenue traditional. And, you know, you mentioned before, since we love open floor plans these days, hardwood flows beautifully from the kitchen into any adjoining rooms, whether that's a dining area or your family room. It's also tough and will really put up with the kind of punishment it's going to get in a kitchen. You know, the nice thing about hardwood, you can refinish it 10 times in about 100 years. So another great thing that is always high on the list of popular kitchen features is shaker cabinets. It's like wood flooring. They look good in any setting. If you're going for a timeless look, they're great with their plain, simple, clean lines.
You know, speaking of that kind of thing, what's a timeless countertop material?
Ah, one of my favorites. Carrara marble is a fabulous countertop material. It has lacy graining and subtle white colors that look terrific in a white kitchen, or any kitchen for that matter. It's readily available, making it less expensive than other high-end choices such as quartz, and it'll last for generations. If you Google it, you'll find some debate about staining, but with today's sealants, the problems of staining are almost moot, especially if you reseal it once or twice a year.
Okay, let me guess what another one would be these days, subway tile.
You're so smart. Yes. And to make it even more enduring, keep it achromatic and camouflage dirt with gray or beige grout. The next element we recommend for timeless kitchen is something we might not think of, and that is ergonomic design. A recent survey on kitchens from the American Institute of Architects shows the growing popularity of smart ergonomic design. Now, this is the concept of universal design, features that mean convenience whether you're planning to age in place or you just want some extra comfort.
All right. What are some other things that you can kind of put into a remodel?
Well, good idea, save some wear and tear on your back, is pull out shelves on your base cabinets so you don't have to twist like a pretzel to see what's inside. And pull out shelves. They really put everything at your fingertips. The other great thing to do is create different countertop heights. Standard height is about 36 inches, but you can raise or lower sections of cabinets by altering the height of the base. You also want to think about wide clearances. With open floor plans, people tend to migrate to the kitchen, and you want to keep your traffic flowing. So you want a minimum of 42 inches between counters and islands.
Time for one more, Pamela. What would that be?
Well, you know, what would a kitchen be without storage? We learned from the Kitchen and Bath Show that people store about 47% of their kitchen stuff outside the kitchen, in laundry rooms, basements, even sheds. And that's probably because they don't have enough storage space. So when you're remodeling, you want to think really strategically about your storage in the kitchen and create a strong primary storage zone for yourself. Make sure you have enough room in your pantry, if you can maybe steal a little space from another room as part of your kitchen remodel, so you can have smart storage. And you want to plan for future unknowns. Maybe even carve out a little space that can convert to an office, you know, for you in your kitchen. Lots of people like to do things in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Or even if you're sitting there planning out recipes and things, going through the cookbooks, it's nice to have that space there. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you. For more on kitchens, you can visit houselogic.com/radio. And Pamela, you can follow House Logic on Facebook, right?
Yes, you can. Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.